The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, tells us that Rav Avo would make sure to cover his makom mila when going down to bathe in the river. He would cover his makom ha'erva, and this was done for tznius reasons. He didn't want to have himself exposed, so he always made sure to cover himself when going to bathe. The Gemara asks on this from a different psak, b'shem Rav, where Rav said fakert, that it's usur to cover your makom hamila when going to bathe in the river because it's ki'ilu your koifer b'risa shel Avraham Avinu. It seems like you're embarrassed and you're ashamed of your makom mila because you don't want to be seen as a yid, and therefore it's ki'ilu your koifer b'risa shel Avraham Avinu. When you cover it, it's something that fakert is shameful because what you're doing is you're pretending you're not a yid. So it seems to be a stira. Is it proper to cover yourself because of tznius reasons or fakert? Is it usur because it's ki'ilu your kaifer b'bista shel Avraham Avinu? So the Gemara answers loikasha, ha ki nachis ha ki solik. That the difference is, when you're going down to the river to bathe, then you're supposed to leave yourself exposed. You're supposed to dafka, leave yourself exposed, dafka, not cover yourself. And if you cover yourself, it's ki'ilu kaifer b'bista shel Avraham Avinu. Hashem, when you're coming out from the river, and you're entering the street, you're coming towards the street, you're coming towards people, over there, fakert, you're supposed to cover yourself as a matter of tznius. Rashi explains, when you're going down to the river, there's no chesaron of tznius, because no one is present over there to see you in your exposed state. And therefore, fakert, you have nothing to worry about when it's not tznius, and you need to expose yourself in order to go bathe in the river. And therefore, if you, at that point, cover yourself, it's as if you're bullish from your mila. It's as if you're embarrassed to be seen with your mila, and that's something that we are very against. We want you to be proud to be a yid, and therefore, fakert, leave yourself exposed. However, when you're coming out from the mikvah, there's no reason why you should feel compelled to have yourself exposed. There's no reason why you need to be exposed. You already finished bathing. So fakert, now that people could see you, it's lacking in tznius if you're exposed. So you're supposed to dafka cover yourself. You're supposed to cover the makom ha'erva. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Now, the question is, what about a case where there are people who can see you even when going down to the river to bathe? There are people in the river, they're able to see you. Over there, are you supposed to cover yourself? Or fakert, maybe dafka, you're not supposed to cover yourself. In other words, the way Rashi understands the Gemara, it seems that when you're going down to the mikvah, no one can see you, plus you anyways have to expose yourself to bathe, so maybe don't cover yourself, because it's ki'ilu boish if you do. Mashenki, when you're coming out, there's no reason for you to have to expose yourself, and it's lacking in status because people can see you, so therefore dafka, cover yourself. What about the middle case, where you're going down to the mikvah, but you have to expose yourself anyways? You have to go bathe. So you don't have the svara that you don't have to expose yourself, because you, over here you do. But people could see you. So maybe it's lacking in tznius. So Rashi is mashma. The way he ties up the Gemara, Rashi is mashma, that in that case, even though you anyways have to expose yourself because you want to go bathe, you're going down to the river, still you would be mechuyev to cover yourself because other people could see you. Because Rashi says that the only reason why it's mutter to expose yourself, fakir, you're mechuyev to expose yourself, is because anyways no one could see you, so it's no tznius issue. It's mashma if there would be a tznius issue, even though you have the svar of ki'ilu boish, that koifer b'risa shel Avraham Avinu. It's mashma from Rashi that if there's a tznius issue, you would not be able to have yourself exposed, and fakir, you should cover yourself, even though there's the svar of ki'ilu koifer b'risa shel Avraham Avinu. That's the mashmois of Rashi. However, the Sefer Beis Menucha understands that even if there are other people in the river and they're able to see you, according to the way the Beis Menucha and other Achronim understand, since they themselves are exposed, the people who are able to see you, there's no chesaron in tznius. That's the sheet of the Beis Menucha and other Achronim. And therefore they hold, you don't have to cover yourself in vakert. You're not supposed to cover yourself. Because then it's ki'ilu kaifer b'bista shel Avraham Avinu. So according to the Beis Menucha, if you're going down to the river, even if there are people present that are able to see you, since they themselves are exposed, that is not lacking in tznius. If you also are exposed, and therefore, since it's not a chesaron tznius, fakert, dafka, have yourself exposed, so you shouldn't be boish bedavar, so you shouldn't be considered someone who's embarrassed to be a yid. However,
Says the Beis Menucha, when you are coming up from the river and you are facing people who normally are in fact dressed and they're not exposed, over there it's taka lacking in tznius, and therefore you're supposed to cover yourself, you're mechuyev to cover yourself, because it's lacking in tznius if you're exposed when other people could see you. That's how the Beis Menucha understands. But al kaponim, this is the Gemara, according to Rashi, when you're going down so no one could see you, according to Rashi, and therefore you're supposed to fakert, dafka, have yourself exposed. And if you're coming up, when people can see you, it's lacking in tznius, therefore you dafka should cover yourself. Now, as we mentioned, it's meduik from Rashi, that if other people would be able to see you when you're going down, it would be lacking in tznius. But the way some achrenim learn, the Beis Menucha and others, they learn that when you're going down, since the other people as well who would see you are themselves exposed, because they are in the river themselves bathing, maybe it's not lacking in tznius, and you would dafka leave yourself exposed because it's not lacking in tznius. Now, there's a very important Shloha HaKadosh over here that's brought down in the Mogen Avraham, and it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah La'alocha and Simin Beis. Asks the Shloha HaKadosh, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis writes, Om Rabbi Yaisi Me'olam Lo Ro'u Kiris Beisi Svas Chaluki. The walls of my home never saw Svas Chaluki, the edges of my garment. What does that mean? Zokt Rabbeinu Yoina. We learn from this Gemara that a person has to make sure that he's always dressed, that he's always covered, even when he's lying down in his bed and no one else could see him. And says the Rabbeinu Yoina, brought down in Halacha, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that you're supposed to cover yourself, you're supposed to get dressed while still under the covers, because even if no one can see you, there's a very important concept of tznius. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Beis, in Harachayim Sif Beis, writes that afilu, if the person is bechadrei chadorim, no one can see you. Al yoymer mi royeini, no one can see me, so therefore I can go up naked from my bed and get dressed while appearing naked, because anyways no one can see. Says the Shulchan Aruch, nevertheless it's aser. Why? The Rebbeinu Shleilam is there, and therefore you have to make sure that you're sonua, even if no one else could see you. As I state in Shulchan Aruch, based on this Rebbeinu Yoino, who is based on this Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. And the question is, asks the Shloha Kaddish, I don't understand. The Gemara over here in Shabbos Mem Aleph is saying that when no one else is present and no one else could see you, it's usur to cover your makom erva, because it's nirik boish bedover, it's kilu, you're embarrassed to be seen as a yid, you're covering your makom ilah, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch is shver, the mechaber is shver, because as the Shloha Kaddish, over here the Gemara is saying that fakert, if there's no one else present who could see you naked, your dafka is supposed to uncover yourself, you're supposed to leave yourself exposed, because if you cover your makom ilah, it sounds like you're indicating that you're embarrassed to be a yid. As I frekt, the Shloha Kaddish. Zok the Shloha Kaddish is a very important yisoid. That which the Gemara says, that someone who covers his makom erva, he covers his makom ila, it's kilu koifer bebrisa shel Avraham Avinu, it's kilu he's embarrassed to be seen as a yid, says the Shloha, that's dafka in a place where he anyways needs to expose himself, like the case in the Gemara, where he's going to bathe in the river. He anyways has to expose himself. So if he anyways has to expose himself, and he dafka goes ahead and covers himself, that is indicating that he's embarrassed to be a yid, and that's ki'ilu koyfer b'risa shel Avraham Avinu. Why? Because you anyways have to be megula. You anyways have to expose yourself, so it's usur to cover yourself, because it's ki'ilu you're embarrassed to be a yid. However, if there's no reason why you specifically have to have yourself exposed, like a person getting dressed in the morning, like the case of the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Beis, over there, fakert, even if no one else could see you, no one else is present in the room, nonetheless, the Rebbeinu Shleilam is there, and therefore, since the Rebbeinu Shleilam is there, mole kol ha'aretz kevoidai, you have to act with tznius, and you have to get dressed under your covers to make sure that you're not exposed, even if no one else is present. And this is brought down in the Mogen Avraham and Simen Beis over there in Sif Beis, and that's the Mishnah Berurah's Psak as well, that based on this Shloha, if you anyways don't have to expose yourself, like the person getting dressed in the morning, so you should be bitznius and cover your makom erva, even if no one else is present, because Rebbeinu Shalom is present.
However, if you're anyways mechuyev to expose yourself because you're going to bathe, so anyways you have to expose yourself. In that case, since you anyways have to expose yourself, if you go ahead and you cover your makom milah, it's kilu your boish b'davar, and if there are other people present there in a chanami, you should cover yourself. That's the mashmoyus of Rashi that we mentioned. However, if there's no one else present, then you should dafka have yourself exposed, since it's going to be ki'ilu boish b'davar, it's going to be ki'ilu koyfe risa shlamal avinu. Some achrenim want to say that late the shlah kaddish would come out a chiddush la'aloch, and they want to take the shlah kaddish a step weiter. They want to say that according to the shlah's chilik, there's no difference at all between a place where other people are present or no one else is present. In halacha, we should make no distinction between a location where other people are present or other people are not present. Not like Rashi. Rashi says that the chiluk between someone who's yoyrid to the nohar or someone who's oylem in a nohar is whether there are people present who could see you. Says the achronim, loit shloah, we could say not like Rashi. And the chiluk between going down to the river or coming out from the river has nothing to do with people being able to see you. Rather, we disregard the fact that people could see you, because anyways, Rebbein Shalom could see you. So even if people can't see you, Rebbein Shalom could see you. Norvos, what is the chilik? Says the shloah, according to the way they understand it, me'ikir adin, you always have to cover yourself, even when no one else is present, because of the kavod hashchina. Norvos, when you're going down to the river, you anyways have to expose yourself, because you're going to bathe. Over there, it's also to cover yourself, because it's ki'ilu kaifu b'risa shalom ravino. Masha ain kain. If you're coming up from the river, there's no reason why you have to expose yourself, and therefore you're mechuyev to cover yourself. Then it's taka, incumbent on you to cover yourself, even if no one else is present, because the shechina is present. So if you're going down to the river, even if there are other people there that could see you, still, if you're going down to the river, you anyways have to expose yourself. You don't have to worry about sneezes. You have to leave yourself exposed, even if other people could see you. Because according to the Shloha Kaddish, the way these achrayim understand it, the difference is not whether people can see you, because anyways you have to act with sneezes in all cases, if you could, because the shechina is present. The difference is, if you anyways have to expose yourself because you're going to the river, then you dafka are not supposed to cover yourself, because that's ki'ilu boish b'davar, it's ki'ilu koyfe b'yusur shalavam dinu. If you are in a place where you don't have to expose yourself, then it's also to expose yourself even if no one else is present. Now again, Rashi's mashma, not like this understanding, because Rashi says klod the chilik is whether people can see you or people can't see you. But this is the way some achronim understand the chilik of the shloah.